Texte numéro 42. Flame purification. I fear the burning of books in Canada is only a first step. Books featuring so-called outdated content are being burned as a goodwill gesture to Indigenous people in Ontario. This fills me with dread, as history has shown us that the torching of ideas usually has disastrous consequences. First, I get really emotional and upset when I encounter ritual book burning. So when I read that in Canada, more than 4,700 books have been removed from the library shelves of schools and burned, I cannot help but feel depressed. The book burning ceremony, organised by an Ontario Francophone school board, was promoted as a gesture of reconciliation to Indigenous peoples and labelled as a flame purification ceremony. The ritual, titled Give Back to the Earth, sought to make a gesture of openness and reconciliation by replacing books in our libraries that carried negative stereotypes about First Nations, Métis and Inuit people. The justification for the burning of books, including children's comics like Asterisk or Tintin, is that they contained outdated content. Outdated is a favourite term hurled at opponents by culture war activists. In their eyes, any publications that promote the classical outlook of Western civilization are outdated and therefore convey views that constitute a form of secular blasphemy. Now that the outdated books have turned to ash, the libraries can boast that the books on their shelves have positive and inclusive messages about the diverse communities within our schools. Ever since the invention of reading texts, those deemed to be subversive have been burnt, or, in today's language, put to the flame. In 411 BC, Athenians burnt the works of Pythagoras. The Roman Emperor Caligula decreed the burning of Homer's Iliad and Odyssey and the poems of Virgil and Livy. Frequently, the burning of books was portrayed as an act of purification not unlike the flame purification ceremony in Ontario. This motif was very much in evidence during the notorious book burning ceremonies in Nazi Germany, purifying German culture of poisonous Jewish and other forms of offensive views was the justification for these ghastly rituals. The burning of books is a despicable crime because its aim is to destroy and eradicate views and ideas that are deemed heretical. As the poet John Milton so eloquently noted, "He who destroys a good book kills reason itself." Watch out when book burning is associated with the ritual of purification. Ask yourself the question, what will they cleanse next? The history of book burning tells us that the burning of books is the first step towards the brutal punishment of those in the crosshairs of the book burners. Adapted from RT.com, September 2021.